Okay.
I know
this is not Japanese. Fine. So we'll start with the Pasha issue of the Sif. The most Pasha, L'chayr most Pasha Shaila L'maisi here really is, does Nisha always have to show her Shaila to the Rav? Does she have to show, first of all 16 Medikas to the Rav? I think, we'll start with that. It's Pasha that anything that's Mamish not a Shaila, she doesn't have to show. If it's Mamish, clean, white, light yellow, it's Pasha that she doesn't have to show it to her Rav. That doesn't even require, that doesn't require any kind of bedinian. There's no chashash of it to bedinian before even the sukkah will hire. The Shaila is when she's a Mara that's more borderline, let's say it's a brown, or it's a more of an orangish yellow, or whatever color we want to say it is. There's something that's more borderline, but she says she knows from experience, she showed similar maras to the Rav before, and he was always matired of it, as far as she knows, it's the exact same, not similar, it's the same shadow she showed to the Rav before, so can she just not ask? Can she say, I know, it's cute, what's she saying? She's saying it's not never the aid, she has the aid, it's sitting in her hand, but she hasn't left it because she's madame Mosimosu, and she can tell that it's the same. So does she have to ask? So there's l'chayra a couple different nekudas here. Number one is there's the chavos olim is mekel api the teresh shlam. You haven't mentioned the teresh shlam, but l'chayra is makar the teresh shlam that we had in the previous sif. Who says that all of the whole nidna in the Gemara and the whole nidna in Shulchan Aruch that was only negev zman chazal when they were not from Minam Madan. And that we say that at least sometimes we're chayshish that Nisha is going to be chayy b'din yayis. That's talking about when we're talking about a color that is mamish red. And the question is she's being mamchin, is this the red? The red is what's retired. So she knows, oh, this is Diyav Adam. It's a shayla, is it Diyav Adam or is it Adam? It's not much a dakis to Yisroel, it's a shayla with their eyes. It requires avuchana gedoyla. And then, at least, if there's a reyes or if it's possible for us to be madar, so then we'll chayshish, maybe she was chayy b'din yayis. All we're mavchin is there any netilat minus or no netilat minus? We're only metara yarib v'lofen, and that doesn't take any havchan as the Teir Shlom said in the previous sif. So the Tichach was on the same, it doesn't require any havchan, and the mela, any even if it's something that's not mamish pashit, but that doesn't require havchan, and it's mutar. And the Lach Masim L'Chayr says the same thing. Same thing as the Chach Masim.
You don't have this for the case where she is a certain alpidimim and she doesn't have a shirt to the chacham. That is not even subject to machlekes, right?
That's what we're talking about. She's sure that it's the same, but it's something in the essence. It's not mamish posha. It's not mamish a clean aid. It's not mamish just white. No. It's something. Let's say a brown. But she says, I know. I've showed this color of brown to the Rav many times. He was always retired. And this is the same brown as that one the Rav was always in the time.
Why would that be a problem with Zman HaGemara? In such a case?
Let's say it was Diyavad. In the case of Zman HaGemara, with the case where it was Diyavad. She said, I've shown this color, and it's Mamish, but the Rav passed when it was Motek, because it was Diyav. It's not Adam Mamish. So that was saying, again, but as the Sugi is, if the aid's not before they knew, or if, and we're not going to stop it, then she's also Nehman. But in the cases where Shulchan where she's not Nehman, either because like Rashi, let's say it's Lefaneinu, or like the Rav's because of the Reza, all those kids, that's only the or Chaverta, if she wants to pass for another lady, all those cases where she's not Nehman, that was only Bizman Chazal, but Bizman Hazel, all those cases will be Nehman. And then who would in our case? Our case will be Pasha.
Because it's not Dimin, it's more of a Pashas.
Because it's not, it doesn't require a hira, it doesn't require a havchana. It's not something that's oiled to toys bedinyanis. She doesn't have to be medara nosu l'nosu. She just has to say it's yarek. It's not mekel adam. That's the what?
In our case, also the
zman
chazal. But also, the command is
zvar la terfon. If a mara that we done on today would have come up as zman chazal, they would have said that was poshut. They would have been medara.
A mara that is done zman chazal.
Yeah.
You can't recover for herself. There's no reason to the rabbi. There's no.
If there's no reason, yeah, the rabbi, she's never. That doesn't miss the control.
The case
if it's never, let's say it was never. If she has saw an aid, she says, I saw an aid, it was dealed on them, and the rabbi was a matar in the past. Now that aid was never. So the rabbi, she's more, yeah, she's never. But the aid wasn't never. The aid's not never, she's not never. But when, the bad that she's not never when the aid's before Neinu is only Bizman Chazal.
The Chalk
Sodom, I think it was my school so that if the Isha even is arguing with the Chachal,
right,
and she's saying that's not Noite, and he's saying it is, she's never.
She's in the Shak. Again, the case of Shokra.
He's in Stapin.
He's in the Stapin.
And she's Vada.
Right.
So that, well, how could it be?
Bari Vashem. She's Bari. Why is she? Also, the Sofala, the Terry Ba'amis, the Isha is a bigger Nemonis.
Yeah, the Sofala and the Nemonis, that she's not lying. Not that she's Paskani. She's not lying. She's
not Paskani either. She's saying that this is the color, the Yemen of Paskani.
No, she's coming and saying, she's not saying, he's saying, there's a Nemonis here. He said, no, there's not Nemonis. What do you want?
But he's saying, is that Nemonis? She's not.
He's saying, I don't know, I'm not sure.
He's saying,
looking at it, he's saying, I don't know, this is a Sofala, an issue.
But so it always bothered me already last sif, and I think most people heard it though. And then I'll repeat it again now. It bothered me when it was the Teri Shlom, and it still bothers me when it's the Chacham Sodom and the Lechem was similar, seem to say the same thing. But I don't understand it. I don't, because it was a more dakis the Gahavchon of Bizman Chazal than Bizman Azeh. But even Bizman Azeh, that we're not being Mavchen being the dam of a 20-year-old Bach and a 20-year-old Yuma man. But there's Vada Havchana, that's why people do Shibush for months and months and years. And that's, and there's always a line that a drop more Neitel Admimus is Tar and a drop less is Tar. Wherever you draw the line, whether it's Bisman Azim, Bisman Chalil, but somewhere there's a line, that's a Dakas Pida Havchana. Something is a little bit more Chal or a little bit more Kal than wherever that line is. So there always is a Havchana, and it's very possible. If we're Hashish that Noshim are tell you, by being the damn one color to another, why couldn't the tell you that Dinyan also? I don't understand it. Mitzat Sheni is, it bothers me, I didn't say that, but Mitzat Sheni is, who am I to argue on the Lechem and Simul, the Chacham Sodom, and the Ter Shlom of
that? Maybe that's a way that our Masurah
is a little different. But whatever Masurah you're going to come
with. Maybe the Masurah was such a strong color, they say, that you can see right away, whatever you see right away.
But if you were to take like the garmekinim, but they're not from between things that are not, I mean, the hafchon is almost hafchon of chazak. They're not from things that look red and they're saying, but it's not the
tila,
it's not the adnimus of chazak. So they're doing a very dachistic hafchon. The more beta them, they're also, they're saying that this brown or this red, some of them have a teeny, but that's not called the tila adnimus. And that's like, yeah, this is called the tila adnimus. Even if you need to go be machmir like Reb Meir, be machayshish for whites and yellows or whatever, but there are things he's metar.
Light, yellow, dark.
So somewhere in it, there's going to be even if he's machmir and yarek, but there's going to be a yellow that's not yarek, he's metar. So somewhere again, you're drawing the line between what's yarek and what's, let's say, mamish yellow or lama, the color that is tar. So wherever, no matter whether you're going to take the biggest machmir or the biggest mekilim, there's always a dakas to gahavchana. You always could have some shilas that are on the gvul. So why are we chayish? Whatever those shilas are, that though they should be tayin and demyainis, just like this not chazal. So it bothered me, and I said, but again, it bothered me even more that I felt my kasha so posh, and I didn't see anyone ask it. And it seems that we have few g'day oil, and who take it on. But then it just occurred to me.
That's
not
similar.
The
Gavin Mayan says
it. This is almost the same thing as the Chacham Sofer. He doesn't take matters to the extreme of the Chacham Sofer, but then I realized, I think I do have a smach for what I'm saying. Even though he didn't speak it out as a kasha, but I think I found a God who agrees with me. And that is, it's more by omission than commission, but the Chuvah Negris Moshe, the only Sadeh Gris Moshe, the only Sadeh Gris Moshe, but Reb Moshe, when he comes, he has this whole shtick of Torah with whether the Isha is just being megala that it's not a Shaila, or if she's giving a Hoyro on the Shaila. The Reb Moshe is clearly telling Allah Lachal Amayz. Lachal Chazal says, why should Turin Shulchan Aruch seem to be mashma that it is a problem of Zman Azed for the Isha? And he says, because they chapped on Lashon HaBrais. So you can say the Tur took Lashon HaBrais, that's Derech HaTur. You can say Shulchan Aruch chapped on Lashon HaBrais and Lashon HaGemar, because that's Derech Shulchan Aruch. But Igris Moshe was asked to Shaila Halacha Lamais in Chicago. He's not coming just to tell me Vashtet in the Braisa. And Reb Moshe says that if it's something that is Be'etzim Shaila, and the Isha is having to be Mavchin, make a dinyan that then the Rav is going to paskin, that's called that the Isha is giving a Hoyro. So Rav Meisha understood that even Bizman HaZeh, that we're not Malchim Bein Dam L'Dam, but what the Havchana that we make is called a Hiro. It's not Sam Advarim Pshutim, it's not a Dimin, it's not a Hiro, it's just a Gili, it is a Love and a Yarek, or is it anything else? Rav Meisha says it's called a Hiro. So L'Chai Rav Meisha is not learning like the Chavma Sodom Lech Meselah. So now I can say it. I can say I don't understand the Tishma Lech Meselah Lech Meselah because I have Rav Meisha's like me. So I, okay. So I'm off the hook. I can say my smarts and I'm not going against all the credit.
Not that she was making a hirah, she was making a dimion, but it was a case that was hirah because he got started.
Rav Meisha's understanding here that this is called the type of hirah that there would be chayshish and isur to be tayyib and dimion.
It wasn't shy, someone was inspired
by it. So Rav Meisha is not saying like the Chacham Sodom, not the similar Tesh Lama. The Chacham Sodom is only saying that only these cases
that are very badai.
A case that's very badai, I don't think anyone would argue about.
That's what he's saying.
If the lady makes a bit and it comes out perfectly clean, then she could use it again.
No, that's badai yours.
I don't think there's anyone.
If she comes and says it was green. It was green, so the Kusevah Father, only should know that Dafka, if she's pointing the color, she says it was green, or she says it was no red in it, or she's... That's what
he's saying. I don't think the Siddur Torah would be mamash in such a case. If it was mamash, not a shayla at all, if she says it was green, not yarek even, it was green, I don't think even the Siddur Torah, which was the next shlav I'm going to get to, but I don't think anyone would be machmir that you have to show that to a rabbi. If she says it's something that mamash wasn't a shayla at all, it had absolutely no netilah, it was kiyuzelul. I don't think anyone would say to show that to a rabbi. So that was one nekuda. And the next nekuda was that the Teresh Shlalem and the Siddur Torah, the Gusmaish, Pre-Day, they all seem to understand that there's a machlekes here with Rashi and the Rashba. They say that the Rashba says that, because what was the nekuda of the Gemara? The Bisei is really only about the Rashba, and the Shachrim's Rashi, and then Oymed on that. That the Rashba says, what happened? She brought, when the Eid's not Nevad, so we're not Chesh, she's Teyeb at the Miyanis. Because normally ladies aren't tired. But if the aid is the Fonenu, and she showed it to the Rav, and the Rav had a Sofik, so now the Rav's Sofik is a Reyes in her Dimyan. So now once there's a Reyes in her Dimyan, we see the Rav isn't so clear. So if the Rav's not sure, so Mistama, she's not 100% sure. She knows better than the Rav. So Mamela, we say that now there's a Reyes in her Dimyan, and now we are Chayshish that she was Teyeb in Dimyanis. That's how the Rav Bulukhara learns. The Medayit that Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns, not that it's totally an arayis or not arayis, so, is that if the dam is before Neinu, nichzi yanam, let us look at it. Kilu, it's Eshel Levar Bekal. In other words, we're saying on her dinyan, but it's only Bateris like a chazok. It's not Bateris of Biur Gol. We believe her, but not 100%. So if we can be Levar Bekal, why be saying on her dinyan? That's how Siddur Torah, Teresh Shlalem, Chari Gris Meish, and Pre-Day also understood Machlokes Rashi and Rashba. Then the Rebbe comes in a big Dafkamina. According to the Rashba, if she didn't show it to the Rav, so there's no Reisa B'chal, even if she's holding it in her hand. She comes to the Rav and says, I mean, she drops it, but tell her, you don't have to show it to me, B'chal. No reason. Whereas Rashi would say, it's B'faneinu. Now the Zichud the Siddur Torah and the Pre-Day, I think, also learned is mashmah that they understood now that it's not just if it's in front of her, but they understood that if the aid's bad, because the Gemara said was the opposite case of Shulchan Aruch was Nevad. If the aid's Nevad and it's not Bo'olam, it doesn't exist, we don't have it. So then, according to Rashi, she doesn't have to show it to the Rav. But what if she has the aid? So she'll have to go show it to the Rav because it exists. It's in Shaykh Levar. So when they look, they all Luchari understand that Luchari bedas Rashi, and a number of them say that the Shachrim's Rashi, the Bachrot Rashi, so it seems that we all Cheshish in the city of Tamil Furish, that Teresh Lam seem to be Cheshish for Shittas Rashi, because Moshe is Mephalpal and Shittas Rashi. They seem to understand that, like Rashi, she would bet and have to bring the aid to the Rav if it was Shai, if there was an aid or if there's a Rav. If you have both things, you have an aid and you have a Rav, you have to bring them together, because otherwise it's Efshel Levar, and Rashi says, this is the end of. So that would be Luchar, so that would be a problem now. Anytime the lady is married, is a shtickle of Shiloh. So even though Bizman, now for the first line I want to say that Bizman is no different than Bizman Chazal, like Yerush Loishan, Mashma, but even Bizman Hazeh, you have a problem that it's still Nechziyanan, it's actually
Levarek. And if she remembers that exactly the Mane, the Rav said it's okay.
But it's, again, it seems that they're all understanding the Das Rashi, that this, the Sofer law of the Indian Dimyonis doesn't give her 100%
Nevelis. Yes.
And if it's it gives her a kibbutz bechazkas, we're allowed to rely on her. But if we have a better way of being mevar, we're supposed to have that.
So before every isha, every malin that's a shayla, and even though she knows this malin always derives from Tayyar,
she should have to bring it to the Rav.
She knows this malin, she
always derives from Tayyar. L'chayra, according to these Achayim, she should have to bring it to the Rav. However, I noticed that it's not so posh. What? Okay, Bismanazah we already took care of. I already took care of. In my opinion, Bismanazah is no more Kal than Bismanazah Chazal. And I think Igris Bosh is much more like
it. Ah, so if we're Arnav, then even Chal Chazal should technically agree that it's the same as Man Chazal. Because we're Arnav today. Just some.
Okay. Yeah. Right. That's yeah. According with you, what I wanted to tie in Anaf Aleph of this year. Yes. But then I found the Maisa. First of all, I don't know if it's something to do with it. Because about the Rashi, he didn't mention Rashi. The Shach brings in Rashi. He never speaks that he's coming to be Chaylik. That's how the Achrani were Medayek. But then I found Devet Nech. Shulchan Aruch Rav and Aruch HaShulchan, they both say almost the exact same thing. They say when the Dam, when she showed the Dam the Mara to the Rav, and the Rav was Mestapek. You know, they said that. They say, the Etzim Isha is an Emor. We're not Chaylik, she's Chaylik, the Dinyan is Stam. So therefore, if they snap on her, she's Nevar.
Okay.
This is what they said. Halacha is if the eitz nevar, Rachel should tell you the miyayin. The etzim v'safal the isha's nemoras. However, if she showed it to the rav and the rav was mistaken, now there's a reyes in her nemoras, and we don't believe her anymore. The Rashba, right? And then they say, but what if? And what if she has the? She didn't. The rav wasn't mistaken, but she has the eitz, so she has to show it to the rav because nechziyanan. It's actual levara. Fashion. The Rav HaShulchan Mamish writes, he brings the first half and puts a parenthesis Rashba, and then he brings the second half and writes a parenthesis Rashi. Clearly, they're both clearly passing Rashba and Rashi. And they seem to understand it's not a steer b'chlah. It's not moving through. What? I think it's more than that. I think the Rashba agrees with Rashi. The Rashba's telling me when there's a rare
That's what we want to know.
Where does who get it?
If Rashba agrees with Rashi, where does he get this din that you have to do? That's if she has a good name on us. He says, Bistan Munachosh, until the Reza comes in from the road.
Right.
So, imagine this yet to
come. If there's a Reza, what necessity is there to prepare?
There's Ashul of Ruri. There's a child, whatever you have a son, there's Ashul of Ruri, but Kali, no matter.
Where does Rashi come from? What is it? Rashi,
you don't understand. Not because it's Mukhat, maybe it's Mushat, and
where
is
Rashi coming from? I don't know.
Yeah,
where? Rashi comes from because it's not there's no son now. There's no reason that Ashul of Ruri. We see from Kanari to be granted that she doesn't pretend them until.
It's the Ashul of Ruri.
No, but the right of the moon, the right. Why did the right answer the child like the granting? Why can't you just say you couldn't say that the Ashul of Ruri? Right back to Taisha. What is more child by playing on the frontier? Are we see from playing Ibatim that has been done? If the right, but that is the race, what can you say Ashul of Ruri? Where's the Ashul of
Ruri? It was Ashul of Ruri. We showed you wrote it himself. So we tried to be Ruri, we weren't successful.
Right,
because
it
reads to
be
bad
that she has
completely
nemons.
Right.
And
the other right that she has nemons. We're not chayshu stam that she's paid the nemons.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that there isn't still in the back of our mind that 10% chance maybe she's tired. If we can be mavara, we'll try to be mavara.
So why couldn't the writer say that? Why
don't
you go and tell
Mars
that by
the wrong stopping,
now we have a reason?
That's true. I don't understand
what you're. You want to answer the shayla? The Rambam has a question of what's the difference between playing a chacham clearly and batim.
Okay.
He says over here there's a reza, over here there's no reza.
Right.
You could have said the grashi. That's what he said. You could have also said the grashi. Well,
he's saying more. They bring the rashi, but also even though they bring rashi, they know that some of the smaller of the rashi was adding something. Even though they're all, again, the shulchan of the Rambam, the shulchan, they bring rashi, but they also bring the rashi. So So it's not understood that Rashi's Svara adds something on Rashi's Svara. Hear what you're saying. Just like Rashi.
Rashi is much stronger. Rashi in his
It doesn't seem to have any effect.
It's not because of this on her thing, it's because, like the question says, that there's a shiloh there. And we can't do it.
Because you still have to revert.
What if you have a revert? You can't.
Why not? Put someone else.
Okay, so ask someone else, but you asked already. She went and asked. Once she doesn't shut up. Well, it's time to say that when there is a suffix, so she's not a menace. The suffix makes her not a menace.
So, because it seems that there's no, it seems that there shouldn't be any answer to be spent on the Rajma Kinetic Rash. Number one is we number of our Khajib for Rashi anyway. And even it doesn't seem muhach that those who pass on the Rajma wouldn't anyway be Khajib for Rashi. So you're talking that even those who do pass on the Rajma, but they could also be Khajib for Rashi.
We're talking about she having them on Slavi herself.
Okay.
Not Klavi Chaberta.
Okay.
So there are many Machalik there in the Daik and Rashi. The Rashi said that Tafko would talk about Chaberta, not talking about herself.
Okay.
So when she's talking about herself, there's no necessity to move her. So even like Rashi, many learn that there's no necessity to move her, so she has no mind. Maybe that would answer the Shad also.
What's the difference for herself and for Chaberta? So it seems then also there's another mitzvah. This also there should be a mokum lahachna. So I don't like the chokhmah sa'adin's hatter. I guess the truth is that I don't represent the tzad lahatter here, but there are the achrayim who seem the wash of the yosef who seems to pass in the rashi, but only brings the rashi and doesn't bring rashi. But there's no achrayah who wouldn't also be choshes for rashi's chash. Then there's actually you should be mavar.
Is there a
right
for
shacharach and
purim
I answered him that it says Mistapik or Metame, because if he was Metayer, you don't need her name on it.
You show it to the Rabbah.
Yeah, but it says Shacharach, Hera Lefaneinu.
Right.
It says Hera Lefaneinu. And we're Metame or Mistapik. That's what it says.
Because he brings both Rashi and the Rashi. He says Shacharach already.
Huh?
Shacharach
says Does she have to go to the Rabbah?
Or is he saying she's going to have to go?
No. So what's the right? What is the right? So why didn't you?
We don't have any hatter to set to be similar to you on the Rajba and not take the shadow of the Rajba.
It's not right against that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no tzad to be makel and say that, like the Rashba, kol oida, I don't have a reis, I can be semachoner. So Ramele, don't show it to the Rav. Luchayda, you can't be semachoner because you have Rashi saying that you have to get shach and vary from Bavar, and even Achrayim who bring the Rashba's pshat, but they also bring the chomer of Rashi.
And why
did Shacharach
bring the chomer of Rashi? Shacharach, you said a case of reis. You didn't say a case of no reis.
She wasn't talking about a case of
Nevdo.
Said
there's
nothing.
The reis. Anyways,
the safer, if you
can't bring the lion, that's
and then we have a reisa, so then we have a machmer.
You bring in the kiss of the gemara.
There's no reisa.
Reisa, or we said that it was dummy. Or we said that it was dummy.
Right.
That's the same with reisa, don't we?
Yeah, that's a reisa, but there's no reisa, there's no problem.
Deva the Kabira is if she's pointing in the color that is a problem. But the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case that doesn't have the valid. No Nevzeh.
Since I wanted to tell the mice, I think there's a Mokumok would be the... It would be based on the Chachmas Vitzal, which I think is very misnabbed. That the... still learning the Misi Chachmas Vitzal. The Chachmas Vitzal is like, what was Rashi's Lashon was when it's Lesa Kamon, so then I'm not Chashit, but when it's Isa Kamon, so Nechziyana. What does Isa Kamon mean? What does Lesa Kamon mean? He doesn't say never. He doesn't say it's never been an Oilu. He says it's Lesa Kamon, it's not in front of us. Isa Kamon means what? It is in front of us. If the lady brought the mat and put it down on the table in front of the rug, so that's evident. How can he not look at it? But if she's at home, who says she's mechuyev to bring the mat to the rav's house to show? Rashi never said that to Chal.
Where did the rav's house? About the team, and we're touching it. About the team is Lesa Kamon.
Right.
And less than that is Isa Kamon. Go bring it in. The row, there are a bunch of them that are here, they're come out here. Just walk next door and show it to me.
Why is it more
pressure? If Lesa Kamon means that it doesn't exist in the world, it doesn't exist.
Unless someone's in front of him.
The Gemara is
like this. Be'etz and the Tayyus is Vesophila and Isha is a Nebonis. And the Gemara is saying Be'etz and she's a Nebonis even to be Medamadamadam. But Be'etz and the Chazal saying even the Zman Chazal, when they were mounting being down with a 20 year old, 20 year old being a man, if an Isha says this was like this, Be'etz and she's a Nebonis. Nor a boss, for as she says, that Nemonis isn't 100%. If it's actually Mavar Bakal, you should be Mavar. The question is, how Bakal is Rashi saying you should be Mavar?
So you're saying correct. If the Gemara is saying Lesa Kamon about something that is not in anyone's possession, but once it's in someone's possession, maybe that's called Lesa Kamon, or even if in her possession at home.
It wasn't asking. Also, I'll say, because that's what Rashi's telling you a huge chiddush. Really, the Gemara told me already, the Sofala tells me Isha has Nemonis to say Kazer, Kazer Risi. The Torah gives her Nemonis. Rashi is coming to say a chiddush, a chumrah, that Nemonis is 100% if you can be Mavar. If you can be Mavar, the Kal would be Mavar. But look, you can't take Rashi's chiddush any weiter than Moshtet in Rashi. And Rashi says, Isa Kamon. If it's in front of us, look, how can you not look at it?
So how do we know
that
Moshtet
is
not
Kamon?
It's
not Kamon, it's not in front of us.
But if Lesa Kamon means that it's not in front of anyone, she doesn't have it, we don't have it, no one has it, so maybe once she has it, that's
what Lesa Kamon. Rashi's Lesa Kamon, he could be saying even more than that. Rashi's the one saying the Chiddush. L'chayra, you can't extend Rashi's Chiddush any more than what's Mufurish.
There's
no
Mustafa,
he's
saying, how old are you? Yeah, he has a Mishashim. If
Yesh Levar, that's the Chiddush. Rashi never says Yesh Levar. Rashi says, if it's right in front of us, that's the
Abad. Example of Lesa Kamon. Why is Abad give the example of Lesa Kamon? Abati didn't have to be the example.
Right.
It could have been much easier to explain what Lesa Kamon is.
Why only if it's in front of you? What's the difference if it's in front of you, you have to look at it, but if she's next door, she doesn't have to bring it?
The Torah is never machayev to come bring her maris to the rock to look at. The
Torah
is
going to be searching the
door.
But if her to go next door, if we're
so,
right
in
the
house.
What about the other? Heart? Pick a plane and fly over to the rock, no?
According to him, no, unless you're going to say it's like a vanity. There's no rav in the shtot.
Is that a vanity?
The Moshe seems to be saying that if there's no rav in Chicago, even though there is a rav in Cleveland, but that's the same thing. Not having a rav in the city is the same thing as not having lost day. But where are you going to go to Gvulda, the city? And what's going to happen if you go from Brooklyn to Queens? Is that two different cities?
But the guy from the rav is next door.
So what's the Gvul?
The shaykh
is something more than that.
Always you'll have to open her purse. The shaykh will open her purse in front of the room.
That
you keep her purse closed.
It's American for 50 years.
Always you'll have
those questions. Dr. Moshe said that if you're going to a different city, it's called Lisa Kamon.
You see from her relation that Nevad is loved up. It doesn't have to be never been an oil.
That's true.
It doesn't have to be never been an oil.
Even this butter?
I see from Rashi clearly that if it's on the table in front of you, you have to look at it.
We don't know what Rashi means, but you also see from Rashi, if there is one in the city, you gotta go in.
Do you have to go to him? Dash is.
Hey, might be Rashi that way. Might be Rashi that way.
Well, Rashi's going to. Okay, Rashi's going to a slightly different
case. Rashi was not so clear, but.
You have a suffering. Where are you?
Rashi's only been having you go to him in a case where you're being Madama for.
Right, that's not the case. Rashi says if you have no shayla at all, and that's the case we're talking about, right, you don't even have to go to the Rav in your city.
Right. You see from Rashi that Hagdar never has not never been to Ireland. That you do
that's
see.
That's different. It's not right without from Rashi. Because Rashi holds that Rashi, if you were talking about her herself, Rashi would always say that she has complete nemus and you have to.
Because we're right from Rashi that happens, right?
Why is it
right? Because right, Rashi had the daughter of Nevada has not never been to Ireland.
No, that's true.
It's
not
Nevada.
You don't have to go to a
Rav. He said you don't have to go to a Rav because it happened to you, but if it was Chaverta, you'd have to go to a different city.
She had a real something.
You have to go to a different city. It's only because of Moshe Michalik between her herself and her friend. And if Moshe holds her herself, she would never have to go to Rav, even if the Rav was next door, even if it was in front of him.
Because not a child. No, I wonder, once it's a fine work, okay, Rav did once. Once he showed it to the Rav of Moshe and it became a shadow, but okay.
Okay, right. But it's not right even local for Rav Moshe, because he's talking about a case where it's Poshetu, and if it's Poshetu, you don't have to vary even if he's exordium, so that's not a Kiddush from there.
So what's this called that there's a Rav in the city and there's no Rav in the city? Rav left the city. Rav Moshe being metamol for it, never.
If you have a shadow,
because he's asking the Kula. If you were to pass on the phone call, it would be a big enough command. Since it's not over the city, then she would have to send it out or whatever. It would take a long trip.
Right.
It's only not enough.
If you don't have a dimion, that's enough. If you don't have a dimion, then you don't have to go. As long as you have a dimion, you're fine. You don't have to go anywhere. It's alright, we're cool anyways.
I'm just all right. The chobos that tells the chobos that we're that's rash.
He says,
know.
What's his
gender?
If it's only in front of
him, what's the Lashon Lechachis Pitzal? I didn't tell the exact
Lashon. He's not Nochis or difference in Rashi between her clapper and herself. He's talking about Chaverto. He's talking about Chaverto, he's talking about herself.
Oh, wow. Really?
Go last.
He's not Nochis to Chiluk and Rashi, why Rashi talked about Chaverto and not himself, like a lot of these Achrayim are.
He's coming to argue on the Siddur Tarus. He's coming first to argue on the Siddur Tarus for herself that she has to go to a Rav.
Very good. So then what does he need this whole Chiddush for? Because if she herself doesn't have to go.
He's coming to say that even the Siddur Tarus deep in Rashi is not true. That even Bidas Rashi, it's only necessary that if it's Lefaneinu. But if it's not Lefaneinu, she doesn't have to bring it to the Rav. If it's in front of the Rav, Rav has to look at it, she doesn't have to bring it to the Rav.
So he's masking to the Siddur Tara and that there's no chiluk between Chaverta and her, just he's right. Chiluk on a different Nekuda.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying is that the Rashi's Nitzi Anan is only going to be Negea. The Chaverta is only going to be Negea when it's in front of the Rav.
The Gemara is talking about that, but it's getting Zed Yalichocho. So she saw him.
This is all assuming that the Chadin of Chaverta and the Chadin of Atzma is the same.
Okay.
It's the same when you get clapper in their monos.
No.
There's a chiyuv to be mevar. Fine, the Moshe takes on that like that, based on the Aruch HaShulchan also takes on that like that. A clapper herself, there's no chiyuv ever to be mevar. That's the biggest side to hear, for sure. Even according to Rashi, when it's clapper Atzma, there's no chiyuv to be mevar b'chal.
Okay.
But, I mean, you don't need the chachmas with tzal. Once you have, it's much bigger, stronger tzal.
Well, no,
the tzal is a
more yachim.
Huh?
And all of her knows the chachmas.
No, no, it's a seisul. No one seisul there.
Just tzal. No
seisul. I wouldn't call it roi for niyot. Even if you have a seisul tzal, chachmas with tzal, then it's a rosh and a rosh and shulchan. There's no roi here. Even if it is something there.
Anyway, kids is Silchaya. That's the most kind of man. So much time, so little time.
Fine.
Then there was the Nakuda of the Chiddush of the was the Chiddush in the Binus Adam, Chachmas Adam, that even though normally
has a nice question. How do you tell when something is a Dinyon or a Diyon?
Or ask me a different way. Can a woman do shimush for 5 years? Now she knows clearly. She's not
even aware
that it's like that. She does shimush and she knows this is a shayla. This is not a shayla.
Whatever she passes,
yeah, when does she lose the gather? The gather only be now on her because it's a din of eda not from this order. She's passed only
one. What the chacham suddenly says before, the end of bina sod, the end of bina sodomy. He says there's no difference between an isha and an isha didn't learn the math.
So if an isha learned the math,
this is quite not the question. This is quite not the biggest question because Moshe is going to din in the suffer.
Yeah, but the din in the eidachar is lapped up to the isha. He's talking to an isha. He's talking to an isha. Everything that he's talking about an isha is going to apply to him also. Hagadah used the word she has on emanos the isha, but Pashka says he's not necessarily talking about an isha.
Her she should be just as good, isn't it? I mean, or a rov is making the idea is that it's not crystal clear to him, so obviously he would be like an isha.
The same way the Chacham Sadman says that if he's doing what she's doing, then it's a problem.
Right.
So if she's doing what he's doing, then it's okay.
It's also that a rov is allowed to be Madame Milsa and Milsa for Lacherim.
No? Based on her demeanor or based on his demeanor? Fine. Meaning it's not a subject to him anymore because he's madam. So to him it's not a subject.
Right. So saying, well, how do you see that that's the rub is different to her?
But it's true, but why?
Why?
Because it's a stronger idea. It's not just that he was madarit, so I'll borrow his head there for this case, which I don't know what to do with this case. The rub says this case is tougher. That's what a rub does.
But how is the rub saying it's tougher? Because he's madarit to something he learned 10 years ago.
For some reason, it's much more than Stam Dinyam, like Isha's Dinyam. It's now the idea of Ruma that I know that this is Torah. Without whatever it is,
Rabbi's not supposed to think this is like that color. He's supposed to look at it and see
why is he better than Isha? Why is he better than Isha that he can redam and lose most of Achirim? If he has a Sufik, and he's pushing his own suffix by his dimion.
Like,
so that's good. If he had a suffix and she wanted to push his suffix word.
I didn't see anything inside this time, but I remember seeing or hearing last time. Where I was, how they say something similar to this. Once you've learned it to the point where you've internalized which color is the term,
it's not dimion anymore.
Not dimion anymore, even Isha could be Naman.
Even
Isha could voice it. Could be a voice.
That's what it sounds like. The Ramash is not so much for that.
Because it's not her role. Because
why are we Ramash?
Because why didn't Ramesh just say that if she's internalized, this Mara is a Mara Taurus?
I mean, he keeps repeating over and over again. There's so much that Moshe the Torah didn't give her to be summit on her Dimion. But if it wasn't a Dimion.
Yeah, in that case, having to be, she didn't do Shimush.
No, this color, she'd seen how they follow her, there was always Matara. So why does she have to be Madame? Why don't we just say that she. Why is he urban? Just take her to the. Take that to the spot.
He's talking to the husband, or he could have been talking to the wife also.
Shabbos Chuv was actually written to the husband.
Right, but he could have been taught.
Yeah, why didn't she want to know?
The shame, why didn't he just ask her if she hadn't graduated to that shlav, where now she knew instead of Atzlan that this was a Maratah? That would have been a simple way of getting out of the whole problem.
I assume he was talking to the husband because he takes care of all these things and she doesn't know anything. She just pushes it every time she has.
Well, she's the one that he's being saying about the husband. It sounds like she knows the matter better than the husband does.
Why?
Because she's the one saying, I know that the Rav always was Matar this cup. It's not the husband saying, the husband is Shimush. It sounds like the husband is a Rav. But apparently it was a Tamil Chacham. But he apparently never did Shimush and Maris. So it sounds like the Shiloh clearly doesn't want to rely on her Bekias, not on the husband's Bekias. That was clearly the need in the Negus Marisha. Because we want to be Samech on her Bekias.
So his answer is, if you're Medame, based on things...
He says, if there's no basis, so you fine? Can see this isn't worse, so you can be Samech on her. That's what your Mishnah says. If you are creating a Reis, and you don't think it's worse, then you can be Samech on her. But the mice is being Samech on her. We just have to have that. He's not creating a Reis. If he thinks it's worse than the ones who are always in Tanner, so now he's created a Reis in her Dimion. The Kozman, he doesn't think it's worse... Then there's no Reyes in her Dimion, and he can be Semach on her Dimion. That's crazy, be Semach on her.
And maybe the two things go together, that once you reach a certain idea, you know it's not a child. So this
could
lady,
be something.
That's what he was asking her. so then why wouldn't she be able to...
See, he could have avoided the whole lumnish of Sogya by starting off with, if you've reached the level of certainty where you just know that this color is a Maritar by now, then I don't have to write you a whole lumnish of Chuvah because it's Pasha as Mut.
Yeah.
Then she could even pass it.
Yeah. And she could pass it through Akarim also.
So there's a certain Dargo where
I just assumed because that wasn't easy. Okay, one of the stunning things mentioned, we don't
have
the
Shilas, then
it
follows.
What did you
say
there was?
That's
another question. Fine, I have 15 minutes left going. Now, the Kuddin of the Venus, Adam talks about, first of all, Taisa says the man's allowed to pass on his wife's Maris, which Bez Hashem will be the gate for the rest of his first sin. Once we manage to get a hold of Maris and start doing a little more serious
starting
to start. If nothing else, anyone who ever gets a cut or something, try working on at least have some experience of what that looks like. Wipe a piece of cloth. I'd rather find out I have a tissue. Anyway, fine. Gets it, so, but the Venus Alden brings, and he's not the only one, Predea also brings it, that the Rash on the Shnayis and the Goyim says when it's his Chazak Yisuri, he can't pass them for his wife. Now, the Predea and the Chachamim says there are two different, totally different Havanas in what is Chazak Yisuri means. The Predea says, so when it's going to go any time during Shiv and the Kiyim, like the, he says, it's probably in the Machaik, as we mentioned once before, and we'll get to Be'ikr and Kuf Pei Zayin, where the Negevim holds the whole Shiv and the Kiyim, at least the first 3 days of Shiv and the Kiyim, is his Chazak Yisuri. Is his Chazak Mayano Pasuach, really is more than Eden there. But so mashing like the Chavis Dash and the Kim is the Chazkas Tyre. The Chazkas Ain't a Roya, Mayona Sossi.
Yeah, the Venus on the what?
This is the Predea.
Oh.
Then the Predea says that Mameyla, based on the Rash, he says, according to the Ma'id of Yehuda, his Lashon is the beginning of Shivan Akims. So far he's understanding that the Yehuda is only Machbar Gimel Yom Rishayim, which isn't so clear there what's in the Ma'id of Yehuda inside when we get to Kochezayim. But he's understanding that Shiva Nakim, or at least the first 3 days of Shiva Nakim, like the Negev Yehuda, is called Ischazik Isur. I'm just being more aggrieved that when we get to the Etzim Sugi, we'll have to see if. I don't know if it's the same need. Ischazik Isur, Mukhara, means the like a Chazaka de Meikar. If it was Osir, then you have to be Moitzir from a Chazaka to prove its Mutter. The need, the Machlaik is there, is more Shailim, is she Bechazkas, but she is Bepoyal Seer. I don't know if the dinim is a good dinim, b'chlav. But okay, Predea says it. So he wants to say, telling that Machlok is maybe B'nai Chavaz Das of Shiva Nakim is called Ischazik Isra.
So according to Chavaz Das, there's never a time that she's Chazik Isra and it's not going to be
happen. Is there ever a time that she's Chazik Isra, I guess, has a carrot? The only thing they give is a shaman that has a carrot itself.
It won't be able to pass
the name of Tyre. It won't be able to pass the name of Tyre according
to the Chavis
Gaz.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, the Allah of the Paris, the Predea is Mekel anyway, because he says, Ereshman Ziz, he seems to be Neutra Dekers like the Chavis Gaz. And he says, anyway, though the din of the Rash, the Chal is not so posh. So he wants to be Mekel Lagami. The Chavis Adam, Venus Adam, takes a different tech. He says that a shayla on the tvila is called the schazak yisura. Now, luchere, it's a shtickle, I'm a darsheni, it's no matter, why is the tvila worse than the rest of Shiva Nakim? If you want, schazak yisura means because she's also a baila, you know? So she was also a baila the whole Shiva Nakim. He's always returning to be mighty from the chazak yisura.
Yeshua Khan explained to me, I think it's a very good shayla on the bottom side, that the shayla on the Shiva Nakim is she loya or not?
She's not a Chazaka.
This
psak
is not
retired
either way. It's just
the
guy's in the getting one, getting one step closer to taking off the chazak.
So
okay.
It's not against the chazak.
I think I have a better shot in Chachmasal, Vizasal, than I. But I hear more or less what he's saying. Fine. Lemaisa is, I first understood the Chacham Sadam, before the Bina Sadam, before I read it carefully inside. What he was saying, there's a shikl chosin, ikr chosin in the Sefer, and he's saying you need a tziruf of two factors. You need, number one is chazik iser, which you do not have say on a bedika on yema vesis, which is really tar. And number two is you need, you know, yitzer taikfai that he has a siya yitzar, because if he's matzer, he should be tar right away. Lefi that havana that I thought was pshat mechachmas adam, that it could be that who I did is labdav kushayim on the tevila, could be the same kushayim with me on the bedika of the afternoon of Yom HaShvi. Makes a bedika of the afternoon of Yom HaShvi, especially if he's looking at it now, already it's also after Shkia. So now it's just as immediate as the tevila. Maybe that should also be a problem passing in on such a shayim. But then I have to be this a little more carefully, and I don't think that's definitely not what it means. What I think he means is like the Venus Adam is an interesting wash. He says like that, he says, and it's sure to say that because Lamaisa would be Ikr Chasim Nasefer, half of the Ikr Chasim Nasefer, if that's what Venus Adam means. Lamaisa, what he does say is he says on Shiva, he says that she's. He says that she's not b'chezkas, that she's royal lo'oilam. She never was, but on the side of the re'iyah, she doesn't have a chazokah, she's always going to see. We know that the re'iyah naturally will stop by itself. The fact that she's seeing today doesn't tell me she's going to keep seeing forever. The re'iyah stops by itself. So that doesn't make her a chazok yisur. Nor was. And really, what's the medam of the shechita? The shechit of the behemoth is called having a chazkas iser. Why? Because it was Eivim Menachai. When it was alive, it was also Meshmei Eivim Menachai. Now, Eivim Menachai is also something. The behemoth is not going to stay loyal. The behemoth eventually die. Nor was, you need a maisa to take it out of that iser and make it happen. A maisa shechit. On the mind, when you're doing the pu'ul of its maitzi for the chazkas iser, that's called a chazak isura. Because now it's not something that comes off memeila. In other words, the Chacham Sadam seems to be saying anything that, even though right now it is osur, that's not called ischazik isur if the isur is going to come off by itself. So maybe this is similar to what Yeshua was saying, is that she's a raya, that's anyway going to stop by itself. That's not ischazik isur. Because the re'i is anyway going to stop. So it's a chazok asuyel ishtanis. Nor was the chazok that she's tamei, that's not going to come off until that will blind loyal unless you do a maisa to take it off, a maisa tvila. On that maisa tvila, now he is the chasar of being a chazak yisur, just like the sheikhan of when he shachts the bang. It's going to be also loyal unless you do a pu'ula to take off the isra. And on that, the Bina Sodom is learning, that's what the Rash is talking about. The Rash says he's not Naman on something that's ischazik isra.
What's
the shayla? It's a shayla
if she stops
saying
done.
No, so the Bina Chacham Sadam is a shayla that's feeling. Not a shayla on Yema Shvi Taka. It's the Bidik of Yema Shvi that I know Chanan, he's never on that. It's a shayla on the Tevila is what the Bina Sadam is. Shochus Mekvayis, Shochus Chatzitza, something like that, yeah. It's Meduyik Taka, Losh and Chacham Sadam and Bina Sadam. It's that kind of shayla in the Etzem Tevila. I wanted to say that it would be who I didn't B'dikas Yema Shvi, but it's Meduik not like that, and it's Loshon L'chaira, and L'chaira is Svari, and Medayik to Loshon Abinus Odom, L'chaira is Svari, he's saying it's Meduik, not like that. Svari is Meduik, it's Davka that the Pu'ula that's Maitzira from the Isra of the Hadr, that's where she's the Chassar of Bidis Chazak Yisrael. L'maisa though, I didn't look at all the places, but so number one, saying L'chaira on the B'dikas Yema Shvi is Pashut, there's no problem. The pre-dates, L'chaira saying also Shivan Akim and even Hafsik Tari is Pashut, there's no problem.
Like the
Chavis Das. Like the Chavis Das, which I'm saying, Halacha Maisi, he says, B'tzir of the Chavis Das and the Chalkam on the Rash. So what's like the Shadows with the Venus, all the Mass is the Tvila itself. And on that, L'maisi, according to Avnei Shem, he says the Roy place where not like the Chavis Das either. And that the steamest river paiskim, or before the river paiskim, is that the husband can pass by any shaylas that he wants. So the zikr, there's a makom lahachmer for the chachmas adam on tevila shaylas. Chutz of shaylas and the etzim tevila, the mikvah itself, there's no makom lahachmer. And even in that, it seems that there's a machloikis and there may be a shaka makom lahakul. I didn't go into it enough to say personal opinion, but Avnei Shem seems to say that Roi Bachayim are making claim for the Chachos of Nidam. So 5 minutes, I'll say a couple of Ha'aris I had, unless anyone's in Shabbos on that included. Fine, okay.
So once I heard when Shevin Shir, the Rav said that the women shouldn't be slammed on the psakim of the lady in the mikvah. Because someday, when the Mishael is in the tefillah, they shouldn't be slammed on the women, because he said, you're saying a few cases that the ladies in the mikvah...
The mikvah ladies usually are extremely machmir.
Yeah, but he said...
Except for the women.
For cases that something like word happened and they thought they knew, but really they should have.
Although I can just the shaykh was in Beitar Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim.
Beitar Dav from the experience that my experience is that the mikvah ladies in Beitar are in very close contact with the Rabbanei Ha'ir, and almost 99% of whatever they tell the ladies is al pi what Rav and Zalcha told them to do.
Well, that's it. They had
I had time to lay with a mikvah lady, told my wife something I thought was an extremely big chumra, and I went to spoke to Ron about it, and it was clear that it had come from him. He was very shtak that he held at this chumra, whatever it was, and I couldn't talk about it. But I mean, and other times also, it seems that he very clearly set the policies for the mikvah ladies, and they follow him very closely.
The question, what happens if there was something...
If something's not exactly... Yeah. If you talk to them, they could make mistakes.
Let's say, it's a case that the women found after the tefillah a toothpick in her in the hall of the ear because she cleaned it with the toothpick in
a piece of that.
So, if it's not a normal case, the woman has to know what to do now after the tefillah.
In such a case, she bothered his coming to the mikvah. Even if it's after she was once in life. That's not a Vira Makhla.
Yeah.
It's not a Vira. I had so much out of
it
when I was
very well, it shouldn't be touching anything. It should be the floor out.
It wasn't the canal of these things. It was the hole from the earring.
Yeah. In the hole of the earring.
Yeah.
The hole of the earring. She cleaned out the earring hole and the piece broke off. A piece of wood broke in the hole. But actually, I had similar shot. The lady came to him with
the
A lady came and said 3 days after she went to the mikvah, she found a piece of dental floss in between her teeth. And she knew she didn't floss her teeth since she was preparing herself for the mikvah. And he told her she has to go again if he goes 3 days later. With a bra. First he looked under the microscope to see if it was a piece of chicken or a piece of dental floss. And when it was clear, it was a piece of dental floss. Chicken he was willing to consider as with the tzirufim and shas and chagodles and moitzi lazal v'meh, whatever, to say that it's considered inan, that people are considered inan
masked.
I'm saying he was willing to consider that decision, which is in that it's considered a being she'ina makhlil. You're not makhlil on a piece of chicken stuck in your teeth, or that it came afterwards. But
the truth is,
fine. Okay, so the man who doesn't.
I didn't see the Russian side, but the Rash doesn't say anything about dumping. He only says do. He doesn't talk about what kind of
towels. Rash?
Yeah. He himself.
I didn't see the Rash side either, but I don't even know if the Rash is talking about chazanid at all. I didn't see the Rashi. Is he?
Yes. He brings this Gemara. He said the same thing twice, basically. Just except he adds in.
He adds
in.
It's
Chazik Yisrael.
I agree that that's the right knowledge of yourself. Because if you say the same thing, that means that you're saying that Dam, there's a case that you can't do Dam.
Pashi's talking about Dam, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not
to me.
It's not
talking
about that.
Venusland isn't like that, I don't know.
Yes, there's a kasha, why didn't he also show Rosman and Nachman? And he says because Mizgani. Talking about that.
I was saying they should have explained to Venusland. You want to tell me that the Rash Luch is not like that? That's between you and the Chakmasal. This is what Rosman and Venusland meant. You asked that, why did he shtup such a chat in the Rash and the Rash is a match like that? I don't know. Fine. So David, just to ours, I had. Okay, I mentioned that a man who's not a baki l'charya, the Chacham Sof is clear that he's the same as a lady. Respiration, maybe he's mashma not. Maybe not. The matzis hashem is sitting in. He said the inyan chaverta. She's not nevin because it says v'safra love le chaverta. The ma'ase from the binus olam l'charya is mavur not like that. Because l'charya means a shakarai not like that. He's not coming down to connect the Machzor Shekel, but he mentions the Gemara that says that a Suma and a Harosh is Chavet, that their friends were boiding them for them. Now, presumably, the same way they looked at their own Maris, they looked at their friends' Maris. When it says that the Chavertus were boiding them, it means that they did the same thing they do for themselves, L'chayr. In which case then you see that she has the same demonish as herself, she has a rechavet. So the male is going to write connect the machzor shak. He's not saying it there, but honestly, from what he points this gemara out, he's ma'orin this gemara. Luchar is rabbi muchafas connect the machzor shak. There is no din of a sort of love the way the chavrat. It's for a different reason why she why that's never.
We're talking about someone who's entering based on demon, or she's entering based on ideal.
The whole the mothers of the Isha comes to Safala. Safala is saying that she's not lying even.
The Safala Bamits, it's a lot, I think we'll get into it more maybe in a different suit, may it come up again. But what is, you know, it's one more beginning of Gittin or whatever, but the Lama, if 8F and then be Surah, why do we need a Drosha at the Safala? That's not to recognize that right now. I think it's Pahad, I think Nikos is a. Because I just have one other very short ha'ara, is that the Gemara of the Shulchan Aruch, I'll use the lashon of, she said, Chacham Pliny, Kazet Tir Chacham Pliny, because they were why is Yafi, the Chariot's Meduik, she definitely has to say which Chacham was his Matai. She can just say, the Rav was Matai, I got a Psak this Matai. The Chariot, she, in order to have their mother, she, I think it's such a smart.
That's
how he speaks
the
What? In other words, if she's covering up, if she's not, then she doesn't. Nevertheless, is if she comes straight and tells us the whole story. If she refuses to tell us the truth, it's not so posh if she tells them. What?
She doesn't have to
explain. She doesn't have to explain. Only she says it, you leave that to her.
No, he's talking about the case. He's saying, he's bringing deep that the most important only the case that there is the Rebbe says, the Chadish, even Chacham Pliny, she's saying Chacham Pliny, even those who won't help her.
Okay, but I still think that steam is all the other Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch missing him is matched with the plain is daf. Well, maybe I'm not, maybe I didn't see it. But it's still a match with she's seen. She has to speak out which of them was. At least be willing to answer if you ask me which of them was. Fine. So, if the oil didn't finish seeing the Grismaisha, so whatever, right, could I see the Grismaisha in a song, and I know the oil exactly is after. But so Sunday morning, then we can do mashma if you want. But at some point on Sunday, we're going to start to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is a big and a hard sugya. I'll try to prepare some kind of psicha sometimes, probably the course of Sunday morning. And probably end the morning, say, Sunday. If someone wants to start first thing, you can start the Gemaras. Easy enough, but now you don't know, so I'm looking to see if it's fun with the Gemaras. And start thinking, well, at some point Sunday, I'll give back Gomel with this sugya Chaticha, the Shmei Faris. It's a big thing, it's a hard thing, it's famous.